from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
So, you know what the American people would be shocked to know?
What would that
after
be?
That ridiculous press conference yesterday?
Which one?
By the FBI.
Oh, okay, that one.
In the Department of Injustice.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They found the Russian influence. We're going to tear that apart in a minute. Yeah. Let's talk about the real Russian influence. And I would encourage everyone to go and read this article, okay? I wish every Democrat could have it in their inbox this morning. I think it would shock them. UK Daily Mail. This is October 2022 headline. Leaked emails reveal Hunter Biden's real estate company received. You might want to sit down for this if you're a toxic troll. Maybe pull your car over if you're driving. Leaked emails reveal Hunter Biden's real estate company received $40 million. From Russian oligarch Yelena Botarina, which is kind of weird since Hunter doesn't have any real estate experience. That company was, by the way, one of those under the umbrella of the Rosemont Seneca companies that Hunter used to move. We now know from David Weiss, who's prosecuting him, what Weiss calls bribes. But we didn't have that back in 2022. But we have it now. Leaked emails reveal Hunter Biden's real estate company received $40 million from Russian oligarch Yelena Botarina. The billionaire widow of corrupt Moscow mayor and also confederate of Vladimir Putin. They're good friends. Who also paid the president's son, in addition, personally, $3.5 million as a consulting fee. $43 million from a Russian oligarch. Did you see an FBI press conference about that?
No, I didn't see that one, Tara.
To the Biden family. Wow, that is a lot of money for a guy with no experience whatsoever in real estate.
And the fact that it's the son of the of a former vice president and current president, that would be an interesting aspect of the news too, wouldn't it?
I would think, like, that to me is way more interesting than, say, like Tim Pool getting a contract from a company that has Russian funding, that he didn't know had Russian funding. Never mind that his podcast and his Timcast and his videos, he launched them all before he became involved with Tenet Media. They gave him a contract. He says he was never told what to say and had no idea that was Russian money. Well, Hunter knew about the Russian money. Where's that press conference? Where's that? Now, Yelena Botarina was asked by the UK Daily Mail. Our media doesn't care, but they do. The UK Daily Mail, like, hey, would you pay that money to a guy like who has no real estate experience for? I mean, that's an awful lot of money for consulting. By the way, we still don't know what Hunter did for the money. Well, we do know what Hunter did for the money.
Or what he did with the money.
Yeah. It's an awful lot of money. So the brother, the Russian oligarch's brother, Botarina's brother, who acts as her spokesperson, said they were paying to enter the American market, which I laughed at the time. It's a pay to enter the American market. There's plenty of Russians who own property here. You don't have to pay Hunter to enter the American market. But nobody asked, like, what kind of market were you entering precisely? Mm-hmm. What did Russia get for that? Well, I've got a theory what they got for that. Joe Biden lately only ever went to the halls of Congress to lobby two times. It was only two times that he ever did. in his presidency. The second time was to lobby Democrats in the Senate to flip their votes on sanctions on the Nord Stream. From, yes, let's sanction the Russian Nord Stream, which is also a partnership with a couple of other European companies, two countries, to no, let's not sanction the Nord Stream. Personally, Joe Biden goes to lobby on Russia's behalf. I mean, I don't know how else you could look at that. Because we'd had this vote before on sanctions on the Nord. Joe shows up and he lobbies on, I mean, I don't know how to describe it, on Russia's behalf. How much did his family get again? $43 million, including a direct $3.5 million transfer. Right, cool. How much money, Lee? Here's a trick question for you liberal trolls. How much money did the Trump family get from Russia? This is what I always do with liberal trolls when they show up. They say, Trump is owned by Russia. He's owned by Russia. How much money did he take? Tell me. Give it to me. Give me a dollar amount. They never know.
No.
Because it's zero. It's zero. So somehow we are supposed to be in complete living terror of Russian influence on our election because some guy, Tim Pool, works for a company that took some Russian money. Even though he wasn't aware of the Russian money, never told what to say, never influenced, and his podcast predated that. They put him under contract. We're supposed to be in total terror of Russian influence, but we're not supposed to look at the $43 million that went to the guy in the White House and his family.
And of course, we know that the president never had any discussion about his son's business dealings.
No, of course not.
Never. That
never
couldn't, would never have happened. It's not like he would have made any phone calls or, you know, appeared in any photographs with any of his business associates or, you know, none of that would have happened. Of course not.
Texter writes, Hunter Biden had no real estate experience, but he is an accomplished artist and he stayed at the Holiday Inn. I'm not sure how that's related, but whatever. Texter writes, so, hey, Tara, so the regime is saying Russians can't invest in American companies anymore unless they're Democrat companies.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, because I guess it's okay to invest in Hunter, right? As a consultant.
Well, it's just still laughable to sit there and watch right. Merrick Garland talk about a government spreading misinformation. Just like, you got to be kidding me.
I know. And the absurdity of this idea. I mean, the FBI itself is the biggest Russian disinformer there is, unless you count the CIA and the Department of Homeland Security. I mean, these are the people that told you Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation.
Yeah.
Again, why did they tell that lie? Well, it hurt Joe. They wanted him to get elected. Right. But why that? Because remember, the New York Post had broken the story that Hunter Biden's laptop was real. What was on the laptop? This is the punchline to this whole thing. What was on the laptop? Emails accepting the $3.5 million from Russia.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, evidence of Hunter's crimes, and I would argue the Biden family's crimes.
Yeah. If they were Republicans, they would actually be crimes that would be investigated. But
right.
Course, yeah.
So let's get this straight. RT, which is now Tenet Media. By the way, RT has never hidden its bias. Ever. It was called the Times of Russia. Kind of obvious what, you know, what angle they're coming from, right?
Yes, it's hard to figure out, huh?
And they changed their name to Tenet Media, but this isn't like some sneak operation like the left is making it out to be this morning, okay? It's Tenet Media. Oh, okay. They pay some people who are conservative. Cool. All right. Who are saying they are victims. And by the way, the indictment says they didn't know. The FBI's multi-100-page indictment says they didn't know. They didn't know about the Russian money. Okay. Where's the indictment of the Biden family for Russian influence? Where's the indictment of Hunter's companies for Russian influence? Where's that? Nowhere.
No, that's not going to happen.
Because, look, the Bidens are really smart, and they can handle Russian influence. And, I mean, just because Biden lobbied against sanctions for the Nord and got Democrats to flip their votes doesn't mean he was under Russian influence. I mean, you could tell by looking at him. Much in the same way as Rachel Maddow explained that you could tell by looking at Trump that he was controlled by Russia. See how this works? You can tell by looking at Hunter and Joe that the, you know, $43 million had no influence on them whatsoever. I mean, this has reached the point of absurdity.
Yeah.
Well, in our society.
It's beyond the point of absurdity.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just I just the second I heard them talking about this and listened to Garland sitting there talking about a government spreading misinformation through social media, I'm like, are you talking about your own government? Are you talking about another? I mean, it's literally laughable.
And by the way, this is giving them a chance to repeat all their lies that I can't believe they're repeating because they have been so exhaustively debunked. Let's go through them quickly, okay? Because you're going to hear them today. They were referenced yesterday in the press conference. Number one, there was no DNC hacking. That did not happen. The FBI never investigated the server, never took possession of the server. And when CrowdStrike, which controlled the server for the DNC, was interviewed by Congress, they admitted they had no evidence of Russia hacking and didn't even know if the server had been hacked. When asked, hey, then how do you know it was Russia that hacked it? They said, well, we don't. We just think if it was hacked, it would have been Russia. Okay, no hacking. That's a lie, but they told it again yesterday. But Lee, they're Russian disinforming again.
Yeah.
The FBI is, the DOJ is. Russian interference. No, no, no. We now know that the CIA director went to the White House in the summer of 2016. I don't know how many times I have to repeat this. No. He took notes in his own hand. John Brennan did, CIA director, to inform Barack Obama and Joe Biden that Hillary Clinton had made up the Russia collusion narrative, made it up, and that the Russians had found out and they were pissed and that it wasn't real. In the fall of 2016, he briefed the FBI. No Russia collusion, totally fake. Hillary's campaign made it up. The Russians are mad. And they all know all that's fake. And they repeated it yesterday. So this is disinformation. Disinformation. You know what? They should all be banned. The FBI should lose its Facebook account.
Exactly.
Right now, no Instagram account. Unfortunately, they're the ones doing the censoring inside the Instagram.
There's no one to censor the censors.
No. And the censors are the liars and the disinformers themselves. This is an incredible time in American history.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So here is the media lying to you about Trump-Russia influence. All this would later be debunked, but it was a good lie at the time.
This cloud about collusion with Russia will hang over him no matter where he stands.
It does look like he's listening to Putin more than he is American intelligence.
We're about to find out if the new president of our country is going to do what Russia wants. The presidency is effectively a Russian op.
The president is a Russian operative.
The U.S. authorities are seeing if those emails we just talked about are connected to an ongoing Russian disinformation effort.
It is so obviously a Russian operation.
Hunter Biden, this laptop that intelligence officials have warned is likely Russian disinformation.
Ongoing Russian disinformation effort.
Ongoing Russian disinformation effort.
Now, that'd be the same crew that lied to you about the laptop, said it was Russian disinformation. They had to, because on the laptop, there was the evidence of the money transfer. The $3.5 million from Russia to Hunter. For doing what? Nothing. Real estate consulting. Cool. Did he have any real estate consulting experience? No, he had no experience. None whatsoever. None whatsoever. What is this about? Okay, they're going to use this in a lot of different ways. They're bringing this back. But the way they're, that one of the ways they're going to use this, I predicted this and now it is beginning. They're going to do this because of the TikTok bill. Okay. What is the I've told you this. The TikTok bill is not about getting rid of TikTok. They will not get rid of TikTok. Why? The Chinese Communist Party's propaganda arm, the one that produces the propaganda that the poor Chinese citizens are forced to consume. Yeah, it has a string of hundreds of TikTok news accounts that are the main source of news for Americans from the age of 18 to about 45. They pump out pro-Democrat talking points constantly, never ends. It is literally straight from the Chinese Communist Party. Together in 2020, according to Forbes, an investigative piece, remember this? They produced millions of views of pro-Democrat, anti-Republican propaganda came direct from China. Does the FBI care about that? Oh, no, they don't. Which is why TikTok ain't going anywhere, trust me. TikTok's still going to be there. It's going to be in Chinese hands where they can help the Democrats. No, the TikTok bill was to get rid of X. There's a provision inside the TikTok bill. And once you understand this, you'll understand what you're watching, okay? There's something called technical assistance. What does the TikTok bill allow? Any website, desktop application, mobile application, social media application, augmented, or immersive technology application that is, listen to this, determined by the president to present a significant threat to the national security of the United States is covered. And what can the president do? Force its sale. Force its sale. So it could be anything where a foreign person owns at least a 20% stake. Elon Musk, yes, is an American citizen, but he's also a citizen in South Africa. See how this works? A person subject to the direction or control of a foreign person or entity described in subparagraph A or B. Okay, watch what happened this weekend. It's all connected. This is another big hoax, okay? They sent out Robert Reich, as in third. Robert Reich, with, of course, he had Obama's permission. He's an Obama advisor, to write the piece in the UK Guardian begging Europe to arrest Elon Musk. What was in the piece? He's allowing Russian influence on X. Oh, there it is. So what happens next? They'll say that these messages are Russian influence. Tim Pool is Russian influence. So all of these people have to be stripped from X. Conservative pundits, right? This is the beginning of it. Conservative pundits, they got to go, got to strip them. Or what? We take X. We force its sale to a Democrat who understands that you need to let the FBI in to censor people saying true things. Like, hey, that really is Hunter Biden's laptop. That's not Russia. Shut up. They took the New York Post Twitter account for that. New York Post should have won a Pulitzer for that. So this is the beginning. This is laying the foundation for Elon Musk's eventual arrest in Europe. Because remember, the audience is international. The argument was already made this weekend by Robert Reich III, who is a former labor secretary and advisor to Barack Obama. Barack Obama said, Barack Obama will eventually make this argument himself that Elon Musk needs to be extradited for trial and put in prison for the rest of his life. And X needs to be taken from him, but he just can't because it would scare people right now. We're heading into an election. So he sent Robert Reich to do it. This is the same argument, okay? So this is the second part of the theatrical production by the FBI and the Department of Injustice yesterday. The same people who ignored the only Russian money there is, the $3.5 million that went to Hunter Biden, plus the $40 million that went to Rosemont Seneca for real estate consulting. Har har. What, did Hunter paint him a picture or something for that money? Is that what happened? No, we know what happened. We know what they got for it. Joe Biden only lobbied Congress two times. And the second time, he lobbied against sanctions on the Nord pipeline. Look it up. That's what Russia got. I mean, honestly, for $43 million, it's not a bad deal, really. Well, we are just days away from voting starting, and nobody knows exactly who Her Highness is. The woman who somehow is the nominee yet has never gotten a single national vote. It's weird. Like, really weird. Here we go from Fox News yesterday.
We are just 63 days away from Election Day, right? Happy September. And in some crucial swing states, early voting begins in a matter of days. Recent national polls show former President Trump and Vice President Harris locked in a razor-tight race for some reason, many of them within the margin of error. However, we still don't have a clear idea of the vice president's policies. Harris's official website still lacks any section about her platform, and she's only held one interview since August 6th, the day she named Tim Walz as her running mate. In comparison, Trump and his running mate, J.D. Vance, have sat for at least 34 interviews in that time. Now, Harris is being accused of using a new tactic to avoid the press. The vice president was spotted wearing headphones as she walked by a group of reporters yesterday. She didn't stop to take questions. She just waved, you know, because she couldn't hear them, supposedly. And she adjusted her earbuds like, look, I'm on the phone, and quickly boarded a flight. Yeah, it's like an alternate universe here.
Yes, it is. And now even the left is getting frustrated. This is wild, okay? Kamala Harris, Mamala, as she calls herself on her Twitter feed. She wants to be your mom, too. Wants to tell you what to do. Yeah, she supported an EV mandate, a radical one. Way more radical than even what Biden is doing. A national zero-emission vehicle standard that would have required all passenger vehicles to be electric by 2040. All of them. Not for, hey, if you're buying a new car, it's got to be electric. All of them. She actually sponsored a bill as a senator that would have done that. Can you imagine? We're here for the government. Yes, we're going to confiscate your gas-powered car. You're not allowed to have that. Says who? Mamala. She's your mama. Now, in 2019, she ran on a platform calling for the mandate to phase out gas-powered vehicles even sooner, by 2035. So Axios is very liberal, right? They want to do this. They think this is the best. They think this is really cool. And they're confused. They're very confused. Because last week, her campaign put out a statement and said she does not support an electronic vehicle mandate. But also last week, in that interview she did with CNN, she said that her values have not changed. You mentioned the Green New Deal. I've always believed, I worked on it, that the climate crisis is real. It's an urgent matter. We should apply metrics that include holding ourselves to deadlines around time. Well, that was a big deadline in there for EVs. Got to be gone. Got to go away. So she said two exact opposite things last week on the EV mandate. Her campaign says she's against it, but she says she still supports the Green New Deal when asked about it. Well, Axios, liberal publication, they want to help her. They call up to campaign because they can't take this anymore. Headline, the resulting headline, Harris campaign dodges over EV mandate walkback. Wait, what? Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign won't say whether she supports requiring automakers to build only electric or hydrogen vehicles by 2035, a position she took during her 2020 campaign for president. So this isn't just her dodging Fox News. Takes two positions last week, her campaign and her, two different positions, polar opposite. Axios is like, okay, which is it? She won't say. If you vote for Her Highness, you don't get to know what she's going to do. You know what that means? She's going to take your car. At least she's going to try to. She's going to try to take your car. She's going to do this with everything, okay? She's going to shut down fracking. Donald Trump was in Pennsylvania yesterday warning, look, you got 500,000 fracking jobs. She's coming for those. Literally, as the woman is having her campaign, this is the funniest part, anonymously put out talking points. So this is how this works. Campaign folks call up the media and say, don't use my name, but Kamala's against fracking. Who are you? Don't use my name. You know what's going to happen. She's going to take off and say, I never said that. And she's right. She didn't say that. So she's wandering around saying, no, I love fracking, or at least having her campaign say that. No, I would never end fracking. That's not a, wait, what happened on September 1st? Headline, Biden-Harris bans drilling on 28 million acres of public lands in Alaska. What kind of drilling were they doing? Fracking? They were fracking. The same week her campaign emphasizes, don't worry, she's not against fracking. That will like never happen. She's not banning any frack. They're banning fracking. The Biden-Harris administration is banning fracking. Well, she condemned it though, right? She condemned, but no, she didn't. No, she didn't do that. This is a game. This is a game. And you know what it is? This is an extension of the basement strategy, which actually, you know, did work for them pretty well. Look, all our positions would terrify the American people. They would think they were weird. So we just won't, like, take any. And we'll send the fact checkers out to say it. Everyone who says she supports anything that is unpopular is wrong. So now even liberal Axios can't nail her down. This is an incredible paragraph. Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign won't say whether she supports requiring automakers to build only electric or hydrogen vehicles by 2035, a position she took during her 2020 campaign. Why is that important, by the way? This will decimate the auto industry. Because we've had all these automakers try to make these electric vehicles, and one by one, they're losing money. Some of them are losing billions. They're backing off of them. They're quitting it. So you can't just come in and tell them to make it. Like, with what money? Magic money? Were you going to print some money? Were you going to pay them to make them? Like, you're going to pay for people's down payments? 4 million family down payments. $25,000 each. Just print the money and pay for it. Texter writes, Tara, maybe ABC will surprise us and actually ask Kamala tough questions during the debate. Texter writes, Tara, watch Kamala's interview on the fracking question. She says no, but nods her head yes. Oh, boy. Best line of the night last night during Trump's town hall was, you may not like me, but you cannot afford not to vote for me. And finally, Texter writes, sounds like you got to vote for her to see what her plans are. Like, we got to pass the bill to see what's in it, Tara. Yeah. Finally, majority of people that are voting early have their minds made up and can't be convinced otherwise. I hope you're right. My guess is a lot of voters will wait to see how it all plays out and vote or closer to election day. So. But come on, we know who the real Kamala is. It's the one she's been for the last 5 years, not the one she is now. It's called a need-to-know basis. You get to know what Kamala actually believes on something at this moment on a need-to-know basis. And apparently Axios, liberal publication bastion of the left, is not on the need-to-know list. Her campaign refused to tell them which of her two positions on fracking. She wants to ban it. She's loyal. Her positions haven't changed, she said in the Dana Bash interview, or as her campaign said. No, her position has changed. It's against fracking. They asked the campaign, which is it? Come on, geek says, give some. Which is it? They refused to answer. That's how Her Highness treats the left. This is what royalty does. They don't have to answer questions from the serfs. Donald Trump last night talking to folks in Pennsylvania about fracking. Said, you really want to find out what this woman thinks by electing her?
You have 500,000 jobs. Think of that. It's your biggest business. And you get a big majority of your income from fracking. And you have somebody that's not going to allow fracking. She's not going to allow it. You can't take the chance. You have no choice. You've got to vote for me. You've got to vote for me. Even if you don't like me, you know, yeah. No, but even if you don't like me, you can sit there and say, I can't stand that guy, but there's no way I'm going to vote for her. No, you have to have fracking.
Literally saying, her campaign is, she's for fracking. I mean, let me just hold up the headline again here on Rumble, on X. The same week we read this, Biden-Harris bans drilling on all 28 million acres of public lands in Alaska. But they're also forward to drilling, fracking, same thing. You need to be able to frack. And she's telling you with a straight face. Sorry. Her campaign is, well, anonymous sources on her campaign are. But she can't get a straight answer if you're Axios. Why? She's gonna ban fracking so fast your head is going to spit. That's what. That's what she's going to do. You know what? She's going to ban your electric vehicle, too. She's going to make you turn that in along with your gun. She can't tell you that until after the election when she'll just deny. Look, no, I didn't say that. You can't even name the member of my campaign that said that. Well, because they were anonymous. It's actually kind of brilliant, completely cynical.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.